Welcome to Duck's House. We're going to be listening to some blues and old-time music, starting off with the original Memphis Five from 1923, playing 4 o'clock blues. You're in Duck's House.
I'm having a good time. I've got romance on my mind. Well, I'm having a good time. Got romance on my mind. Got a big fat mama. Don't want no other kind. Well, she love me in the morning. Love me late at night. If you mess with my woman, I swear we're gonna fight. Baby, romance on my mind. Got a big fat mama and don't want no other kind. Well, old sister loser can't boogie no more, cause she made the wrong move and her hips hit the floor. She's having a good time, romance on her mind. She's a big fat mama and don't want no other kind.
Huckabucker life, you know, yeah.
That was Johnny Otis Orchestra, Good Time Blues. Now we're going to hear New Dixie Demons play The Preacher and the Bear.
Was on a Sunday morn. Of course it was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some very fine quail and one big measly hare. Now on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. The bear marched out in the middle of the road and he looked at the coon, you see. Well, the coon got so excited that he climbed a persimmon tree. The bear sat down upon the ground and the coon climbed out on the limb. He cast his eyes to the God in the skies, and then his words he said to him, "Oh, good Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear." This coon stayed up in the tree, I think that it was all night. He says, "Oh Lord, if you don't help that bear, you'll see an awful fight." Just about then the limb let go and the coon came tumbling down. You should have seen him get his razor out before he struck the ground. He hit the ground cutting right and left, it truly put up the game fight. The bear hugged his coon, he squeezed him a little too tight. The coon then lost his razor, but the bear held on with a vim. He cast his eyes to the God in the skies, said his words he said to him, "Oh, good Lord, didn't you deliver Dan from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book you declare. Now, Lord, you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't help that bear."
Thank you. Get your A.M. out. You can drive all the time. You have broke my hammer. My hammer's out of line.
We just heard Memphis Minnie and Kansas Joe McCoy playing Pile Driver Blues. Next, we're going to listen to Ma Rainey from 1925, Stack of Lee Blues.
Doctor, is mystery your sole pleasure?
Young man, what could be more pleasant than mystery?
Well, music, for instance. That
music, why, of course. Have you ever heard my clanking of chains?
Doctor, I'm afraid you've got me wrong. I mean the kind of music men hum or whistle when they feel on top of the world. And gentlemen, one of the many things that give you that tip-top feeling is the pleasure of being well-dressed. Perfect taste is a criterion, and in hats, there's nothing smarter than an Atom. From stem to stern, your Atom hat gives off that look of quality. You see quality in the carefully molded shape, and in the richness of the genuine all-fur felt, and in the subtle color shade. Next time you pass an Atom hat store or authorized dealer, stop in and try on an Atom. Once you see and wear an Atom hat, you'll agree that today, as before, Atom is one of America's outstanding hat values. Now, the good Dr. Weir.
I've got a gal and you've got none.
Liza Jane.
I've got a gal and you've got none.
Liza Jane. Oh, Liza, Liza Jane. Oh, Liza, Liza Jane.
Come, my love, and live with me.
Liza Jane.
I will take care of thee.
Liza Jane. Oh, Liza, Liza Jane. Oh, Liza, Liza Jane.
on his sleighing low.
To Liza Jane.
Honey, take me for your beau.
To Liza Jane. Oh, Eliza, Eliza Jane. Oh, Eliza, Eliza Jane.
Gonna throw the dice away.
Eliza Jane.
When you name the happy day.
Eliza Jane. Oh, Eliza, Eliza Jane. Oh, Eliza, Eliza
Bumblebee, he out for sips.
Eliza Jane.
Take my sweet peach from your lips.
Eliza Jane. Oh, Eliza, Eliza Jane. Oh, Eliza, Eliza Jane.
That was Roy Jackson, Liza Jane. Here's Bessie Smith, Thinking Blues.
Did you ever sit thinking with a thousand things on your mind? Did you ever sit thinking with a thousand things on your mind? Thinking about someone who has treated you so nice and kind. Then you get an old letter and you begin to read. You get an old letter and you begin to read. Got the blues so bad, tell that man of mine I wanna see. Don't you hear me, baby, knocking on your door. Don't you hear me, baby, knocking on your door. Have you got the nerve to drive me from your door? Have you got the nerve to say that you don't want me no more? Have you got the nerve to say that you don't want me no more?
You can help yourself and help the dealer who supplies you with Parquet Margarine, the delicious Kraft quality spread for bread. First, to save valuable shopping time, know the point value of rationed foods. Parquet Margarine, by the way, still requires only 2 ration points a pound. Second, plan menus a week in advance and serve the most nourishing foods available. And, of course, serve economical Parquet Margarine as often as you can. It's such a splendid energy food and is fortified by Kraft so that every pound contains 9,000 units of vitamin A. And now a third important point. to conserve paper vitally needed in the war, avoid useless wrapping. Don't ask your dealer to wrap packaged foods. And that means the attractive yellow and blue package, too. Yes, the one that contains that delicious, nourishing spread for bread, Parquet. That's P-A-R-K-A-Y, Parquet Margarine. Tomorrow, buy Parquet, made by Kraft.
About how bad I love you. I know I'm crazy to keep thinking of you. I'm wise. You've got eyes for another. Still, I ain't got nobody but you. There's nothing good about how bad I need you. Can't help but wonder where this love will lead to. Oh yes, nothing less than a heartache. Still I hang around to see it through. I say to myself, pardon me, your teardrops are showing. Hey there, heart of mine, where you going? The way this romance looks to me is just not in the books for me. Ain't nothing good about how bad I love you. I might as well reach for stars above you. I'm yours. It was meant to be. Bad, but you look good to me. I say to myself, pardon me, your teardrops are showing. Hey there, heart of mine, where you going? The way this romance looks to me, just not in the books for me. Ain't nothing good about how bad I love you. Might as well reach for stars above you. I'm yours. It was meant to be. It's bad, but you look good to me.
Just listen to Dinah Washington, Ain't Nothing Good. Next is The Revelers from 1926, Breezing Along.
Breezing along with a breeze, craving more rails, roaming the seas, like the birdies that sing in the trees, pleasing to live. Living to please. The sky is the only roof I have over my head. And when I'm weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed. I'm just going along as I please, breezing along with a breeze. I'm breezing along with a breeze. I have been a rover since I was a child. No one to love or care for me. No one to love or care for. Not around or over. Kind of grew up wild. My home's wherever I may be.
Breezing along with the breeze, trailing the rails, roaming the seas,
like a vagabond.
Like the birdies that sing in the tree. Pleasing to live.
Pleasing to live. The sky is the only roof I have over my head. And when I'm weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed.
I'm just going along as I please.
Just
breezing along with the breeze, the breeze, the breeze.
I'm Duck Landis, and you've been listening to Duck's House. We're going to play this set out with a track from Frankie Wallace and his guitar. And the song is called Hobo Bill's Last Ride.
Hobo Bill, a railroad bum, was fighting for his life. The sadness of his eyes, the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. Hobo Billy. No warm light flickered round him, no blankets there to fold. Nothing but the howling wind and the driving rain so cold. When he heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Hobo Billy. Outside the rain was falling on that lonely boxcar door, but the little form of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. While a train sped through the darkness and the raging storm outside, for no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. It was early in the morning when they raised the hobo's head. The smile still lingered on his face, but Hobo Bill was dead. There was no mother's longing, no to soothe his weary soul, for he was just a railroad bum who died out in the cold.
Thanks for listening.